The pandemic has left millions of Americans without jobs and health insurance. And for the 1 in 10 Americans with diabetes, this poses a life-threatening problem. Side Effects' Carter Barrett reports that many are scrambling to pay for their insulin.
A survey this year from the American Diabetes Association found that 1 in 4 people with diabetes is taking less than their prescribed dose of insulin to save money. Rationing can have serious consequences and even be fatal. Part of the problem is that insulin prices have been rising. In 1999, a vial of insulin cost $20. In 2019, it was $332. This can add up fast. Some people use 5 or 6 vials a month. Here's Tracy Brown, CEO of the American Diabetes Association.
If forced to make that decision around, do I pay my mortgage or do I skip a dose? That's a hard decision for people, but a real one.
Travis Paulson lives in Minnesota and has type 1 diabetes. For years, he's gone to Canada to buy his insulin.
Found out that I could get insulin up there for about $25 a bottle. The same insulin costs $350, $400 a bottle here. Just by crossing the border, that's 90 miles away.
In March, COVID-19 led Canada to close its border, and Paulson was unable to cross and buy his insulin, or the insulin he helped provide to other diabetics.
I had to turn around and come home empty-handed. So that was unsettling because it not only cut me down on insulin, but it cut down on anybody I could assist with insulin.
In the months that followed, he paid full price, which was difficult. The U.S.-Canada border is still closed, but Paulson was able to place a large insulin order through a pharmacy in Vancouver.
So otherwise, yeah, I'd be seriously hurting right now because, you know, when I get insulin from Canada, I'm literally paying, you know, $600 for $6,000 worth of insulin.
One study from a peer-reviewed medical journal found the average out-of-pocket costs for a type 1 diabetic with private insurance was around $2,500. For a small percentage of people, the annual costs exceeded $5,000. As prices rose, the 3 companies that make insulin for the U.S. received public backlash. One of these companies, Eli Lilly, rolled out an insulin affordability program in April. Wade Noix heads the program and says the company has made it permanent.
So the overarching story for Lilly in 2021, or I guess people prescribed to Lilly insulin, is if you're paying more than $35 a month, you're paying too much.
If you have commercial insurance or uninsured, there's a $35 monthly copay for most Eli Lilly insulins. There's no income or employment requirements, and copay cards are available for download online.
And then as COVID came in, it introduced a new gap into the marketplace that wasn't there previously. We saw the need for an additional plug to help out folks that were unexpectedly affected by COVID.
Still, the program has its limits. Anyone with government health assistance, like Medicare or Medicaid, is ineligible. The program also has a $7,500 cap per person. The 2 other insulin makers also launched affordability programs, but they're more restrictive. This has left some advocates unsatisfied. T1 International is a group that advocates for insulin affordability. Allison Bailey says while the new Eli Lilly program is a step in the right direction, it's not comprehensive.
It's just a bit of a headache, you know? It would be so much easier if patients could just go to the counter and buy what they need. And this is just kind of it's another hoop to jump through. It should just be affordable in the first place.
Congress just passed another aid package, which could help people struggling to afford insulin. But it's unlikely drug pricing concerns will disappear, even with anticipated economic growth in 2021. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.